Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church. We are broken.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You're locked in to the home of Spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag save for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You are tuned into NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva. Thank you so much for listening to the station, and thank you so much for loving us. Thank you very, very much for being here with us, and may the Lord bless you abundantly and heavily for each and everything you do, for that staying on the station that you do. It's not easy. It's not easy at all to stay on the station, especially in Uganda. We have very many hindrances to why we cannot be online, especially with our internet bundles and the expenses that come with them. But anyways, before we start this session off, I would like to pray for you and pray for myself and pray for the session itself, so that everything goes according to God's plan and everything that is said here today helps to change the life of so many people that are out there, and also helps to put you in the right direction and helps you to remind you of each and everything that you need to be doing as a Christian to continue living a very nice Christian life. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful session. Thank you so much for our station, and thank you for the beautiful people out there listening. Jesus, I pray that may everything that is going to be said on this show help them, may it change their lives, may it change their lives for better, may it advance them, may it grow them, and may it come into their life to make them better people. Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the one who does each and everything and never fails at anything. Lord Jesus, get into their lives, make them better. Get into their lives, make their work easier, make their work better, and may they live to glorify your name every day of their lives. I have prayed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you guys so much. Thank you very much for listening to NPC Online Church. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and you are listening to NPC Morning. And now today on this morning, I have come with a special. This is a special one, reminding you to be thankful in all seasons. You know, it is something we have been discussing in our church cell. We have been doing it in ourselves, and today we have another cell going on in Insasa. Yes, the next cell is happening in Insasa, and after this one, the one for tomorrow is going to be happening in Nabusugwe at Pastor Senyange Francis's place. The one in Insasa is happening at Mr. Wogere Vicente's place, and so if you stay around those areas, please try not to miss out, because we are going to talk about being thankful in all seasons and the uses of being thankful to God. What do we get? What do we achieve whenever we are being thankful to the Lord? But anyways, today's session is all about that, and we are going to be talking about the reasons to be thankful to God in all times, especially in difficult times. This episode is titled Thankful in All Seasons, and we are going to be looking at the Bible in context to what we are talking about today, okay? Being thankful aligns us with His will, with God's will. And every time we show trust beyond sight, we are properly aligned with the will of God. And that means that the Lord Himself expects us to be thankful at all times. The Lord expects us to be thankful for each and everything that we get from Him, and everything that we expect, bad and good, because He never does anything in wrong. Even when He denies you that one thing you thought you need the most, He's denying it because it is probably not what you need. He's keeping it away from you because of a reason. And you need to trust Him. You need to stay grounded in Him for you to continue living gloriously. We cannot be angry that He has not given us something, yet Him who knows everything has decided not to give us a specific thing. So we need to be thankful for each and everything, whether it's good, whether it's bad, if it's not according to your plan. But of course, we always know God Himself has the plans laid out. He knows what is happening tomorrow. So we need to trust Him, we need to believe in Him, and we need to thank Him for each and everything that He sends towards us. And for today, we are going to take reference directly from the Bible in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. And it commands us to give thanks in all circumstances. It is not something that is very easy. It's easier said than done, like the Englishman always says. But we need to be giving thanks to God in all circumstances. Whether you're going through a time of suffering, whether you're going through a season of not having enough that you want. You know, we all have those seasons. There are those times that come to us when things are not really going our way. There are times that come in life where everything that we plan goes to the ground and done, okay? When things don't go our way, during all those times, we need to stay grounded in Christ. We need to stay believing in Him. We need to stay thanking Him. We need to thank Him for each and everything, because He always turns it all around in the end of it. In the end, He always turns it around for better, and He does more than we even expected, because we have learned in life that His plans are usually way bigger than the things that we plan for ourselves. Our plans are small and His plans are too big. Sometimes I know that God looks at our prayers when He's listening in. He says, now my son is planning something this small, when I have a very, very, very big plan for him. But he doesn't even know that. We don't know how big the plan God has for us is. We don't know how big God's plan is for us. He always plans the best. He always plans the biggest things ever. When we are crying about not owning a car, when you're crying about not owning a house, He's planning way better than that. He's planning way, way more than you can ever comprehend in your human mind. So please, be thankful to God in all seasons, and be aware that we are in the times when we need to be grounded in the Lord the most. These times have changed, so many things have come, and we read directly from the Bible and we see that we are in those times that the Bible was talking about in so many books, in the Revelations. This was said, and personally I know that we are in those times when we need to ground ourselves in Christ the most. I had a very interesting conference starting, and the first day was yesterday. The second day is tonight. Actually, this is the second day, and tonight I go for the second session. But the very first session was very interesting. We talked about so many things, but we looked at the second coming of Jesus. How is he going to come? How is he going to show up? And we learned so much. The main speaker was Pastor Nyasha Martinez, drivers from Zimbabwe. This is an international conference still going on for believers all around the world. And if you would like, if you're out there and you'd like to be added to it, please reach out to me and I'll surely get you added. I'll contact the right authorities and you'll be added to this wonderful conference and you share the blessings of the Lord together. It wouldn't make me any better if I didn't share such a wonderful blessing with you. So I choose to share it with you. I choose to enjoy it with you out there. I would like to take this wonderful moment to say thank you to the friends of mine who have led me to that conference. I'd like to thank you, Miss Zhang Wenli. You're a Chinese lady that's staying in Italy. Thank you so much. And ever since I started ministry here on radio, I've been making so many friends. I've been making very many friends. And the friends I've been making are from all around the world. Surely God does these things in the best ways possible. I've been making friends, and my friends are best in different parts of the world. Our friends in Indonesia, our friends in India, now recently Italy, our friends in Grenada. Mr. George Best, I wish you the best. It's in your name. Our friends in the USA, our friends in Doha, Qatar, everywhere all around the world, there's friends of mine that the Lord sent to me. And I'm so grateful for them. Very, very grateful. Thank you for being in my life. And thank you for loving Jesus. 1 Thessalonians verse 5, chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you." We give thanks because God wants us to give thanks. We give thanks because it's an act of worship. We give thanks because it is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. I would like to read for you once again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you." If we start with verse 16, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything," verse 18, "in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Every time we give thanks to the Lord, we are fulfilling God's will for us. Every time we thank the Lord, we are worshiping Him. And be assured, be rest assured, be very assured that every time you thank Him, your blessings multiply. So, to fulfill God's will in every circumstance, we give thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, the second point that I would like to share with you today is a reminder that God never leaves us alone. He never goes. He never takes a break from our issues. He never gets time off from the things that He does for us. He never goes like, let me first rest. Let them first take care of themselves as I rest. Which is what most humans do, especially when they are doing things for us. Whenever a human being is like doing something for you, they take breaks. But God, our God, doesn't take breaks. Our God continues to do everything that He does for us. He continues to secure us. He continues to protect us. He continues to love us without breaks. And if He does not protect us, the gods of the world don't do anything to protect. There is nothing where He is not. He never leaves us alone. And even in our trials, His presence sustains and comforts. And for this one, I'll take you to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 is the one we're going to be reading today. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ never really leaves us, like I've just told you. He is always with us. When we don't know, He's always with us. When we know, when we pray, when we don't pray, He's always with us. But that distance between us and Him always grows every time we don't pray. When we pray, He gets closer. And He understands us more because we are telling Him directly how we are feeling and everything we are going through. He never leaves us alone. And every time we pray, we are drawing ourselves closer to Him. So we cannot cease to pray, we cannot stop praying. We pray each and every day of our lives. We pray every day. We pray every night. And fulfill His will for us. He needs to find us ready for the day He shows up. He will show up like a thief. unexpected. Where will he find you? Where will judgment day find you? There are four brothers and sisters out there. Be in a place that will not embarrass you when our Lord comes back and finds you in that particular place. Do things that will not corner you. The things you're doing might corner you on the day of judgment. Because it's not easy. The Bible says he will come like a thief in the night. He will come like a thief in the night. And no one is going to be ready for him. Don't be that one person who will be caught off guard. Don't be that one person that never knew the right thing to do. Don't be them. Choose the right way. For every reason, choose the right way. Choose the right path. Because it's what is best for you. It is what is best for you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And our next point today is for you to remember that gratitude, continued gratitude, builds unshakable faith. Every time you are thankful, your belief gets stronger. Thankfulness strengthens belief when answers delay. Every time the answers that you are praying for from the Lord are delaying, your thankfulness strengthens your belief in Him and His ways and everything that He's doing for you. Every time you're being thankful, everything that you believe in manifests itself. For this one, I'm going to read from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony." Let me restart again from verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it by the elders Let me restart once more. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony." Verse 3, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Verse 3, "By faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And if we continue down to verse 4, it reminds us that by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still, speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So as we thank God, we should know that thanksgiving builds unshakable faith, and we need that faith. We need it. We need it to be building up within us. We need it to become better Christians. We need it to become better people. And we need it to serve the Lord. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to MPC Morning. And today, we are talking about being thankful in all seasons, no matter what we are going through. We need to be thankful to the Lord for each and everything He has done for us. For each and everything, because life's toughest moments usually test our gratitude. Yet scripture reminds us that thanksgiving is not reserved for the good times only. It is a posture of faith that opens doors for God's peace and strength to flow. We reflect today on how gratitude shifts our focus from what is lost to what God is still doing, and we are doing it today. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, and even in hardship, thanksgiving reminds us that God's plan is active and His presence. His presence is constant. Thank you very much for listening to the station. And we go over now to the next point. And you also need to know that thanksgiving unlocks peace, because a thankful heart finds calm amid chaos. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7, He says the peace of God will guard your heart. That peace from the Prince of Peace himself, that peace that is eternal, that peace that never stops coming, it will guard our hearts. The peace of God that transcends will guard us. That peace that surrounds us, that peace that surrounds us, that peace that's all around the world, the peace of the Lord will guard your heart. When your heart is thankful, no matter what you're going through, you'll always see the best in such times. In whatever it is, you find peace. In whatever it is, you find joy because you are thankful and you have a very thankful heart. Ladies and gentlemen, the next point reminds us that God uses challenges for good. This is because painful seasons shape purpose and maturity. And Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for good. It goes on, but allow me highlight that for you. All things work together for good. All things work together for His good. All things work together for the good of us. So, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you see challenges, do not be moved. Do not be taken off, because He always uses those same challenges for good. Painful seasons shape purpose and maturity. And the next point, ladies and gentlemen, is for us to remember that praise invites God's presence. Thanksgiving ushers divine fellowship and strength. And in Psalms 100 verse 4, it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Every time we give thanks to the Lord, we are inviting Him, we are inviting His presence in our lives. So, giving thanks is something we should be doing to strengthen the presence of the Lord in our lives as well. Being thankful is something that looks simple, it is something that looks like can be overlooked. But allow me to read for you this psalm. I'm going to read for you the psalm. Psalms 100, verse 1. I will be reading all the way to verse 5 for clear guidance. It is a psalm of thanksgiving, and it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Verse 3, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are not made by ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter, verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. I'm going to read this psalm one more time so that we get it. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. That is verse 1. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Verse 3 says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Brothers and sisters, Psalms 100 verse 4 tells us to enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving. Whenever we are thanking God with praises, we are inviting His presence into our lives. And there is nothing else more beautiful than having the Lord with us, than having the Lord's presence surround us, than having the Lord's presence engulf our midst where we are. We need to be inside His presence. We need to be inside Him. Nothing can happen with us. Nothing will ever happen against us. For as long as we are in the Lord, for as long as we are surrounded by His goodness, so as we continue to live our lives, we should never forget to give Him praises and thanks, because every time we praise Him and thank Him, we invite His presence into our lives. Thanksgiving ushers divine fellowship and strength towards us. Thank you very much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. I love you so much. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and if you're just tuning in right now, you have come at the very right time, because we are examining the reasons that we need to be thankful to the Lord. We are talking about those things that have us in the position where we thank the Lord for each and everything. No matter what we are going through, it doesn't have to only be the good things, because life comes at us in different directions with different things. Most times the things we go through are not that good, and instead of being sad when we are going through those things, we are called to be thankful, because every time we are being thankful, number one, we are inviting God into our lives. We are calling Him. We are calling His presence. We are also acknowledging that He is using those particular challenges for good. And we are also unlocking our peace, because a thankful heart finds calm. A thankful heart finds calm in the middle of chaos, and gratitude builds unshakable faith. Every time we are being thankful, we are building this faith that cannot break, this faith that cannot shake. And we are also fulfilling God's will in every circumstance when we are being thankful. And being thankful also acknowledges that we know that He never leaves us. No matter what we are going through, He never leaves us alone. And He will never leave us alone. So now we'd like to go on to the next point, which reminds us that thankfulness guards us against complaining. Time we are thankful, our focus is redirected from problems to God's power. We stop focusing on the problems that are disturbing us, and we focus on His might, His power, and the ability that He has to get us out of each and everything that we go through. The ability that He has take us through those problems, and we still arrive on a brighter day farther ahead in our life. We are acknowledging His power every day. and for our best. We need to stop complaining, and we only can totally stop complaining by being thankful, because it helps us to get the focus away from our problems and helps us to put all of it onto His power. We are reminded of God's power every time we don't allow ourselves to stay focused on the things that are happening in our lives. And for this one, I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 up to 15. And verse 14 says, "Do everything without complaining and arguing." Verse 15, "So that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and reversed people." I would like to continue a little bit so that we understand this better. So I'll proceed to verse 16. It says, "Hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless." Verse 17, "But I'll rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God. Just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy." Being thankful always changes our focus from problems to God's power. We recognize His power, we recognize His might, we recognize the things He has done in our lives. Every time we are thankful, and that same thankfulness helps us invite God's presence in our lives. So being thankful to the Lord looks basic, it looks like something we can overlook. But we have seen so far the many uses, the many importances that it has in our lives as Christians. We have seen how much it does for us. We have seen how it changes our lives. And who are we? Who are we not to stay thankful to Him? Who are we to keep all these good things away from ourselves? We really need to be thankful to the Lord. We really need to give everything to the Lord, especially our thanks. Brothers and sisters, as we continue, I'd have to remind you that whatever you're going through is just a season. Everything that is happening to you is temporary. Everything that is happening to you right now that looks like it's not going to stop, everything that looks like it has just started, everything that looks like it has no end, it is just temporary. And it is you to stay strong. It is you to keep yourself strong. Every day, every day, every day, stay stronger. It's not easy. It's very difficult to do. It's easier said. And when it comes to doing it, we all know that things tend to go the other way around. But today I would like to remind you that Jesus never leaves you, God never leaves you, the Lord never leaves you. He's always by your side. So, do your very best. Do the very best. And I promise you, He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He is always going to be by your side. And as we continue, I would like to also remind you that being thankful honors God's faithfulness. Remembering His past helps us fuel current hope. Every time we remember how things went, every time we remember how He was beaten, how He was flogged like a thief, how He was put up on that cross with the thieves, and He still came back from the dead, it helps us fuel our hope that no matter what we are going through, there is better days coming right after that. There are better days in life, and they are coming. We are called to be strong, and we are called to be hopeful. For this one, I would love to read from Psalms 103. The verse I'm going to start from, verse 1, so that we understand the Psalm of David. Verse 1 reads, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With all my heart I will praise His holy name." Verse 2, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me." Verse 3, "He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases." Verse 4, "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." Verse 5, "He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." Verse 6, "The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful." So for that one, I will stop right there. Anyways, it is not good if I stop on verse 8 and stop in the middle of it. So let me finish for you verse 8 before we even proceed. Verse 8 says, "The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love." How would I even stop without touching that one for you? I'm so glad I read it for you. I'm so glad I reminded you about that. His unfailing love is always there, and He's slow to anger. No matter what we do, He doesn't get angry very fast. He's patient with us, and He waits for us to confess our sins. He waits for us to repent, and He's always ready to give us His love. He's always ready to forgive us for all of our sins. He's always ready to take us back into His arms as His children, and He's always ready to tell us, "Don't worry, my son, don't worry, my daughter. It's over. I am here with you. Forget the past. I am here with you." So we need to be thankful. We need to stay thankful, because every time we are thankful, it honors His faithfulness. We do not need to beat ourselves up for the past that we did, because it's in the past and He washed us with His blood. I love Galatians 2:20, which says, "We are new in Christ. I am new in Christ. And just as He died on the cross, the old me died with Him. And when He rose from the dead, I rose up with Him. And now I am a new being living in Christ and doing his ways. It may not be exactly like that, but that is the context. And if you've read Galatians 2:20, you know that that is how it is and that is how it goes. And it reminds us that we are new people, we are new beings in Christ. When Christ came back from the dead, we rose with him. This applies for believers. Devalokole, this applies for you. This applies for you out there. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, this applies for you. If you love Jesus, this applies for you heavily. If you are invested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for tuning into MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. We love you very much. We love you so, so, so much. And we are moving over to the trials and knowing that they test and refine our faith. Gratitude turns testing into testimony. And we see this in the Bible everywhere, but we see it in this case in James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4, where he says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." Did you hear that? "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Verse 5 continues and says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." And verse 6 says, "But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person that is with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." Verse 7 says, "Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do." So, this does not only tell us to be strong whenever we are going through difficult times, but it also reminds us to ask for each and everything we need from the Lord. If it's wisdom that we need, we ask our generous God and he will give us. He will not rebuke us for asking, but he will always give us. And when we ask him, we need to be sure that our faith is in him alone. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, for their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything that they do. Don't be that person with divided loyalty. Don't be that person with divided faith. Don't be that person that is between God and the world. Don't be that person. Be the one that knows and trusts in him. Be the one that is fully in him. Be the one that believes that he will do everything for you. Be the one that fears nothing else. Be the one that fears no witchcraft. Be the one that doesn't fear anyone on earth. Be the one that is fully invested in trusting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, who does each and everything. Be the one that does not shake in faith. Be the one that trusts him fully, and he will surely do each and everything for you. He will surely get your life from where it is and put you on the next level, put you on the better levels of your life, those levels that you've always admired, those levels that you always think about, those levels that you tell yourself, you ask yourself, will I ever be there? Will I ever reach that stage? He will put you there in His might, because He always does it, and everything you ask for, He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. And when you ask Him, please be sure that your faith is in Him alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown by and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, because their loyalty is divided between God and the world. And that is James chapter 1. We have read from verse 2 up to verse 8. And we have understood, I'm sure we have understood this word, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church and staying with us. This show today is to remind you that being thankful is an act of faith, it's an act of worship, and it strengthens your faith. It makes you a stronger believer. It makes you a stronger believer, and it doesn't only do that, but it also invites the Lord's presence into our lives. Every time we are thankful, the Lord gets closer and He comes by into our lives. And now we are going to the final point of the session, which is going to be derived directly from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Thankfulness defeats fear, and confidence in God's care replaces all anxiety. All of anxiety goes away every time we are confident in God's care. When we know that He cares, when we know that He's going to do each and everything for us, because He always does, we replace that anxiety that is always within us, making us do mistakes, and we stay strong in Him. For this one, I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. And verse 10 says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Does it say it any way better than that? Trust me, this says it more and more and more better. I'm going to repeat this one for you. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." I know that you have understood that one. This is the very best that we needed to close this session with. Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. We love you so, so, so much. We hope that you stay strong in faith. We hope that you stay very, very strong in the faith of our Lord Jesus. We hope that you stay thankful. We hope that you never forget that God is always going to be with you. I'm going to leave you with Isaiah 41 verse 10, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for the Lord Jesus is always going to be with you." Thank you very much for loving the station, and thank you for loving me, Isaac Katadeva. If you want to get back to us, you can go to 0763331917, or you can go to 0748966658, and I will be right there on WhatsApp, waiting for your messages, waiting for your audio notes, waiting for your blessings that you're sending out to your people, waiting for your shout outs, and I'll be here ready to read them all. I love you so much, and may we do a closing prayer before we go away from here. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this session. Thank you so much for the lessons that we have learned. Jesus, I pray that everyone who has called this session be moved, that everyone who has called this session be inspired, that everyone who has called this session be thankful to all the good that you have been to them, to everything that you have done in their lives, and may they never forget that you always be with us. May they be thankful that you come into their lives. May they be thankful that you become closer to them. May they be thankful so that they suppress all those fears, all those things that they fear in their lives, Lord Jesus, that anxiety, may it go away in your name, and may they be stronger for your word, may they be stronger for your might, and may they be stronger for the importance of your ministry in their lives, and may they push your name further. May they talk about you everywhere that they go. I have prayed all this through Jesus Christ, the one and only loving Son of God, the strongest of them all. Amen. Thank you so much for loving the station. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and as usual, I've been back today to talk about being thankful. Today was a session talking about being thankful in all seasons, and you need to be thankful in all seasons, because every time we are thankful, we are nurturing a good heart. Every time we are thankful, we are pulling God's presence closer to us. Every time we are being thankful, we are suppressing these other negative thoughts that are in our heads. So be thankful. Don't forget to thank the Lord. Don't forget to thank the Lord for each and everything that is happening in your life. Do not forget on any day. Thank you so much for listening to the station once again. My name is Isaac, and I'm leaving you right now. But please don't go away from the station, because we have so much coming up. We have very many nice things that keep happening here. Things that you don't need to be missing out on. If you miss out on these things, trust me, you'll never catch any other good things. The blessings of the Lord are here for you, and we are here to give them to you fully and wholly. Thank you so much for listening once again. I love you so much. Bye bye.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag save for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
The best radio station in the world. In the world. Is right here. Right now.
We are okay.
NPC Devotions. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's saved, rhythm and love, the update, or covenant walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
We are Power of Faith.
This is NPC Radio, the Power of Faith, on air and online.